Okay, we're back. You're listening to Jim Conda Jr. for Congress in the 2nd District of Ohio. I'm Jim Conda Jr. So let's pick up now where we left off. Okay, well, I'm going to just do a minute here on the beat down on white people because my voice isn't right, and we'll do a long segment next week on that. I'll probably put it up on the jimforamerica.com before that. But I wanted you to hear these other speakers. So I could talk for hours, but just go to, if you're interested in the world, the truth about World War II and Hitler and the Nazis and everything, go to hitlerdvd.com. It's an anti-Hitler website. And one year after a guy in the Netherlands put that on YouTube in the European Union, a French judge banned it. Try to get an anti-Hitler video banned in the European Union. But he took the guy's whole website down off of YouTube, which has 600 videos. And he said, the truth that Condit and Bjerknes have said here must be more dangerous than all the other truth I have in my other 599 videos. Because, you know, he had everybody you can think of. David Irving, David Icke, John McManus. And he said, this must be more dangerous because this is the only time I've ever had my website in Europe taken down. And later they took it down on the YouTube in the USA after admitting 100,000 views. So go to hitlerdvd.com and look at the 222-minute video and the 3-hour, 1-minute, or 4-minute, maybe 3-hour, 4-minute audio. It's the audio with Christopher John Bjerknes interviewing me that was taken down, was put up and taken down off the European Union. Now, I'm sorry. It's better you hear these other speakers now. The basic thing is that slavery, while completely wrong, was a small part of the white people, like 2 or 5% at the most. But slavery had been around for 6,000 years. It was the Americans and the British that ended slavery. There's still slavery in Africa. And when you look at it, if you're talking money, and these people want to talk money, the Jesse Jackson, they want to talk reparations. If you're talking money, the inventions of white people and white civilization, the inventions alone, which is like almost every major invention we have, came from white people. And that provides the opportunity for everybody else to live in this modern world and to try to improve on it. So we're not in any way against black people, but we will answer at length this beat down on white people that's not coming from black people. It's coming again from the media Jews that own all the media. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones that are not interested in blacks being shot by blacks. They only want to publicize if a white policeman gets caught in shooting a black person, usually who's a criminal who's fleeing arrest. But the media, of course, acts like the criminal violently fleeing arrest is the hero, and the policemen are the evil ones. So we'll cover that much more next week. Now, I went down to the America First conference with Nick Fuente and Vincent James, and it was 1,200 young people in coat and tie, and you're going to hear, and then there was about 50 older guys like me, Pete Papaheracles of the American Free Press, and an author went down just to see. He said all the meetings he'd gone to were old people. He wanted to see for himself that there was actually these 1,200 young people, about 10 black guys really dressed nice, and about 50 women, it seemed to me. That was the count down there. The chants you'll hear during the speeches are either America First or Christ is King. I never thought in my lifetime I would hear chants from 1,200 young men saying Christ is King, but you'll hear that in this tape. So let's get to that. We'll first play Nick Fuentes. He starts out complimenting Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who came to the event and spoke. And then he goes into the reason. You'll see why the establishment hates him. when he speaks, because he's, among other things, urging young white men to band together again. Okay, let's listen to Nick Fuentes. And I chopped his speech up. If you want to hear the whole thing, you got to go to bitchute.com and put in Nick Fuentes, America First, Conference 3. So here's 8 minutes of Nick Fuentes.
It is easy to complain. Anybody can do that. But to get in there in Congress in the belly of the beast and to fight in the front lines, I respect that any day of the week. God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you have no idea what a big deal it was for her to come out and do that. You guys know full well the risk. She put herself out on a limb for us here tonight, and we here at AFPAC are grateful for her presence tonight. So thank you, Representative Margaret Taylor Greene. I am very proud of what we have been able to accomplish this year. We've brought together many generations of patriots in the building tonight, people from across the country, from all different walks of life. We have sitting and former congressmen and women. We have senators, state, local, and White House officials. We have writers, pundits, activists, streamers. You know, at AFPAC One, I famously said that it would be a small group of highly motivated people that would change the world. At AFPAC 2, I said that this is the real America First movement. Tonight, here in Orlando at AFPAC 3, I say we are that group of people that will change the world. We are the real America First movement. And tonight, I say we are going to rule this country. They said it was impossible. But we are used to doing impossible things in America First, are we not? You know, when I got started, I was told I could never have a career because I refused a certain complimentary trip to our closest ally. They said, it's free, you gotta come. I said, yeah, what's the catch on that? You know, sounds a little too good to be true, actually. But they said I would never have a career because I didn't bend the knee, as we know, that's how it works. I was told after I attended the Charlottesville rally that I was radioactive. I was told after I got banned from YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Discord and everything. I was told that this movement would fade into obscurity because of that. And yet, here we are, in spite of it all. And we did it without sponsors. We did it without the institutions. We did it without the approval of the ZOA and the ADL and Fox News and any of them. We did it without permission on our own terms. And that has made the difference. Because it turns out that we don't need Fox News. We don't need Turning Point USA. We don't need any of that because we have Almighty God on our side. And we will do the impossible again because things that are impossible become possible through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we know that. Because we are Christian white men. And you know what Christian white men are great at doing? Building things. Yeah. you look at the deep state and all this, they've got DMV employees working there. They can have all the surveillance power they want. Look at who they employ. We've got the white Christian men that built this country the first time, and we'll do it again. We are going to build and raise up a parallel economy next to this evil financial banking system in the United States. We are going to have businesses. We are going to have currency. We are going to have infrastructure that is owned and controlled and supported only by U.S. American patriots right here. We will dedicate our hearts to our Lord Jesus Christ, and here at AFPAC, we will say His name. Jesus Christ is King of Kings. And I love how much that terrifies our enemies in power to hear that chant. We are going to take power in this country. We are going to do it within my lifetime, and we are going to put America and Americans first, finally. So to every rhino, every lying journalist, every carjacker, gangbanger, illegal immigrant, every OnlyFans whore, every mobbed up politician and pundit on the payroll of some Middle Eastern country, to the people that have looted our wealth, addicted our youth to drugs, thrown open our borders to invaders from all over the world, to the corrupt that have sold out our country and our people, we are coming for you. Your days in power are numbered. You think you can replace us? You're wrong. We will replace you. They have more money, more influence, more connections, clout, resources. Probably they would be impossible to beat. Except for one simple fact. We have God on our side. They are powerful. The devil is smart. But God is always greater.
Okay, that was Nicholas J. Fuentes, the leader of the what they call the Groyper movement. For some reason, I'm not exactly sure, but that was the America First conference number 3, held exactly opposite the CPAC conference. Took CPAC 10 years to get to 1,000 people attending. They had 10,000 this year, but it took America First Conference only 3 years to get to 1,000. Of course, they have the social media is a good thing to have. So that was down right opposite about February 25, 2022. And now I'm going to play you about 8 minutes of Vincent James. And Vincent James actually reminded me in this speech, and I think he will you too, how horrible the deep state, the Mike DeWine, Governor Mike DeWine and people like that were to the citizens of the United States following the orders of the diabolical Jewish bankers at Goldman Sachs, around Goldman Sachs, the Fed, etc. And I think you'll you enjoy his talk. So this is Vincent James at the America First Conference down there in Florida around February 25th, 2022.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Vincent James.
That's the thing about Conservative Inc., and frankly, most Republicans today, when it comes to ceding moral ground to keep up with societal norms and only defend what's acceptable to defend, they will concede without a fight. For us, as true conservatives, when the time comes to fight for the Christian understanding of morality and objective truth, we concede nothing. We bow to no one but before God. Christ is King. Let's try to blow this mic out again, shall we, folks? Let's. We, as American dissidents, are now staring directly in the face of an evil which long ago projected its power outwards, but has chosen now to direct it inward on us today. I want you to never forget what this evil regime is capable of and what it has already accomplished thus far. Never forget what they have done to you. They isolated your dying mothers and fathers on their deathbed, preventing you any visitation. As they cried out for you, they denied you that one last hug, that one last touch, before they were gone forever. They locked away our grandparents, granting you only a quick view from behind a glass wall before they killed them off with their breathing contraptions and experimental drugs. They denied Christian families traditional burials and forced millions to grieve without their loved ones by their sides. Many were denied their last goodbye, their last kiss on the cheek, before being forced to watch a funeral from a computer screen on a Zoom call. They closed down our businesses, arresting and fining our families into complete financial collapse if they dared to provide one service or bill one last customer in pursuit of survival. They shut down our churches and arrested or fined our clergymen for the crime of keeping their places of worship open for the distressed souls in search of solace, many of whom were desperate for God while they mourned over the cold-blooded murder of their loved ones. They closed the doors of our treatment facilities and detox centers, and you watched as your brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, who may have been clean for a year or two, die with a heroin needle in their arms, in their rooms, alone. And then they came for the children. They forcefully strapped useless rags over the mouths of our children for 8 hours a day in school, and they muzzled our crying toddlers on planes and buses. When the vaccine came along, just months later, by the way, they told us that it would never be mandatory, and it was a conspiracy theory to suggest that it would be. And it was. And then they did. Then they proceeded to fire millions from their jobs if they refused to get it, and required us to prove that we had the mark in order to be able to buy or sell. They forced children who statistically have a higher chance of dying from the flu to be injected with an experimental poison that doesn't even work and is more likely to kill them. And after the dust had finally settled, after 2 weeks to slow the spread became 2 years and the tides of chaos began to recede, They said, whoops, we were wrong. We were wrong about the lockdowns, wrong about the hospitalization numbers, wrong about social distancing and plastic barriers, wrong about surface spread, wrong about natural immunity, wrong about vaccine efficacy. We were wrong about the masks. You weren't wrong. You lie. You lied intentionally and continuously in pursuit of money. You lied in pursuit of control. You lied in pursuit of mass surveillance, in pursuit of the greatest wealth transfer in human history and a great reset. But for all the blame we can place at the feet of the American regime for what we went through as a people for the past 2 years, guess what? It wasn't even the federal government who enforced most of these measures. It was your state and local governments. Traitors. State and local governments affect you more than the federal government does, and most of the states are controlled by Republicans, some a supermajority in the legislature. Churches were fined and raided. Parishioners were arrested for showing up to Mass on Easter Sunday in Mississippi and Alabama. Tate Reeves, Kay Ivey. Mothers were arrested for allowing their children to play at parks during the lockdowns in Idaho and Wyoming. Brad Little, Mark Gordon. Priests were forbidden to give the body and blood of Christ to Christians in Indiana and Ohio while the liquor stores stayed open. Eric Holcomb, like the wine. Fathers were arrested for refusing to wear useless masks in grocery stores in Texas and Arkansas. Greg Abbott, Asa Hutchinson. So excuse me if I'm not cheering on the performative Republican state legislatures and governors today who are finally pursuing legislation to end this insanity. They had the same power 2 years ago as they have today to lift the lockdown orders, to ban the mask mandates, and to ban mandatory injection. They chose not to, and some still choose not to. And this is why they always win, and this is why we always lose. Liberals know how to wield power. Republicans know how to give it away.
And we'll close out with a clip with my great associate, Nikki, on the West Coast. Remember, we'll be here next week at 8 to 9 p.m. on 55 KRC. Thanks for listening. Here's the clip.
And people also need to go and watch the vaccine debate. And that was Robert Kennedy Jr. versus Alan, I left my underwear on Dershowitz. That is an
when he was with Epstein. He said that when he was with Epstein and getting massages from underage girls, right?
I mean, then this is how they're controlling our leaders. Come on. The whole Epstein sex ring, pedophile ring. This is just ridiculous. But then all about Bill Gates. Who is Bill Gates? There's a great series by James Corbett with the Corbett Report also. So please go check out the information. And it's not like we don't have a strategy. Jim Condit Jr. has a strategy. He's the only one in the movement that has a strategy.
Neighborhood to neighborhood contacts for our side. Precinct movement to replace the Congress and restore the constitutional militia that the founding fathers envisioned, that Dr. Edwin Vieira has written as the basis to do so in our day. And all that could be done in a very short time with Zoom conferences and all that. So we do have a plan. And
we have a system set up. I mean, it's tens of thousands of dollars, but we don't have people to man it. It's already set up for precinct. We can easily set it up to help people file lawsuits in their own counties, in their own states. We can set up the militia. We can organize. These people are so organized and they're overfunded. They have 7,000 fully funded Jewish organizations working against our American traditions and our children.
Yeah, what you're saying is correct, but remember they control the Federal Reserve since 1913 and can issue all the loans they want to themselves and their friends and then just forgive the loans and let the taxpayers pick it up. So that's how they're so well. One reason why they're so wealthy.
You know what? People are sitting there on their millions of dollars. We're out here fighting, putting our lives on the line. Trust me, they do not want us talking about these things.
Nikki,
they do not want us talking about these.
Our websites are being hacked 24 hours a day with
Microsoft. Microsoft was hacking us 2 days ago. It was a Microsoft IP. Oh my gosh, it's been a nightmare.
And they got like this super sophisticated equipment you told me where they do billions of combinations to try to guess our password and get in and destroy the sites.
I know. It's a constant battle. It's just a nightmare. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to give up. But we need to all stand up. If we don't stand up now, we're not going to have anything left to stand up for.
And
if
all the
you
people,
have friends, help the people in the movement. Help the people that are creating content. You've got James Corbett out there. You've got us. You've got Jeff Berwick. There's people that are Ben Swan that are putting their lives on the line to bring real information to our fellow citizens to save our country for our kids. What are you going to do? Everybody's wearing masks. If we can't wake up people now, Jim, when can we?
Well, they got to wake up now. And all these people sitting on hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, your money will be no good the minute the communist Jewish government takes over. It will be no good. And by that, I mean if they feel they've taken over and they got our guns from us someday, they'll just say, hey, the banks are all closing for a week. And when they open, all your dollars are gone. All your bank accounts are gone. You're all at zero. And now we're going to have a new something or other, not called the dollar, that they will impose on us. And all your money will have been taken for you. It would be no good. That's what they did in Russia. Okay, Nikki, we're about out of time. Everyone should go to jimforamerica.com, which has all the essential items and information that even Fox News doesn't cover.
Yeah, go to the COVID-19 misinformation page. Definitely print out the copies of masks are neither effective nor safe. Hand those out to people. I mean, let's do what we can to stop this zombie apocalypse. We shouldn't be going out in public with our children, and it feels like we're in the middle of a horror movie with these absolutely ignorant, insane, fearful pansies. I mean, we're supposed to be Americans. This is America, Jim. For God's sake, stand up for your rights.
Go to jimforamerica.com. And Nikki, I thank you very much for being the special guest this week.
Hey, you're welcome, Jim. I'll see you next week.